Please rise as you are able as we continue with the time for the prayers of the church. And in our prayers this morning, we'll uplift two people that I'll highlight here this morning. We have some people celebrating some special birthdays. Rick Lane is here. Rick is turning 80 years old. Is that true today? Today. And Cheryl Narver is turning 70, I believe, tomorrow. Is that right, Cheryl? Today is the day. 80 and 70. Wow. That's amazing. Congratulations. Let's give thanks to God for the gift of life for both of them. We'll include them with the other names we uplift too. Let us pray. Let us come before our Lord in prayer, asking him to hear our prayer and grant us love. Lord Jesus, come to all those who are in bondage to sin and Satan. Break their chains and release them from their enslavement, that they serve you in peace and quietness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, we live in a world where everyone does what is right in their own minds. Come to us with your perfect wisdom, that we follow you and not our own selfish ways. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, come to those whose life is in chaos and provide order, structure, and discipline, that they live in peace and unity with their neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, so many in this world are lonely and longing for friendship and a place to belong. Send us to those people that we befriend them and bring them to you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, come to your broken church with the gifts of reconciliation and restoration. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life itself and then how you preserve life. And two people today, we thank you for how you have blessed them and preserved them in this life and you've given the opportunity to share it with others. Lord, we ask for your blessing to be with Rick as he celebrates his birthday today and the Stanley family as they join together to celebrate his birthday. And then also for the Narvers as they celebrate Cheryl's 70th birthday today. We thank you for the examples they are to us of what faithful living is and how to put your trust in you. Continue to walk with them in their life. Lord, also for those that are experiencing that loneliness that does come during this season and that isolation and perhaps being pushed aside by the Herods of the world. Be with those people we uplift now. Bob, Bev, Nicole, Mike, Jimmy and Marianne, Dan, John, Aaron and her family, Don, Denise, Susan, Jerry, Kathy, John, Nora, Tom, Katie and Rob, Cassidy, Karen, Carol, Corky, Indiana, Brian, Jen, Courtney, Carla, Crystal, Betty, Jennifer, Delbert, Janine, Addie, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Wendy, Christy, Hazel, and Benjamin. Unite each person and unite your people once again that we enjoy fellowship rather than fractured division. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, Lord Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your ever-present mercy. Amen.